So today's reading is the triumphal entry, which is Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. Okay, so as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to them, to you, tell him that the Lord needs them and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, and that was, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They bought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the roads. The crowds went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
Thank you, William. It is good to be back. We had a lovely time, and last week it was just lovely to come in and just feel that sense of family and making crosses and doing stuff. It was really good. Anyway, today, obviously, it's Palm Sunday. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk about something that happened in January, really. And that was that Summer Shakespeare. Did anyone go to Summer Shakespeare? Yep, a few people went to Summer Shakespeare. We've been going to Summer Shakespeare for quite a few years. And my son this year decided that he wanted to be part of Summer Shakespeare. And so he auditioned and he got the role of King Duncan and Seward. And he had an absolute ball. He said he learned so much. They had to learn how to do stage fighting and all sorts of things. And so it was lovely. We went along and it was one evening. And what I find is in those Summer Shakespeare, so something about it being outside, isn't it? It's not in a theatre, it's outside. It's like street theatre, if you like. And there's something quite magical. And what happened as we got to the second half of the play, you actually felt you were in Dunstan Wood, looking out at what was going on, that you became part of the action, if you like. And it's a really incredible way of telling stories. And as I thought about Palm Sunday, it reminds me of that, street theatre. Jesus was a wonderful storyteller. We know that. He told many stories, many parables. But there was something different about Palm Sunday. He was actually staging. You know, he sent them off to go and get the donkey and the colt. He was undertaking, if you like, some street theatre. And it wasn't the only thing that was going to be, if you like, some theatre that was going on in and around Jerusalem at that time. N.T. Wright talks about two parades. And so if we put the next slide up, you have two parades. You've got one which is going on the west, on the western gate. And it was Pontius Pilate coming in from Caesarea. He lived outside of Jerusalem. But when there was a big event going on, in order to make sure that there was no sort of problems and uprising, he would come into the city. And he would come with great pomp and ceremony on a war horse with lots of legionnaires who would come along and who would be keeping the peace, if you like. And then in the east, we have Jesus riding in on a donkey to fulfill a prophecy. And he came and the crowds were shouting. They were shouting that he was their liberator, that he was their Messiah, that he was their king. So we have these two bits of street theater, if you like, going on and thinking about what do they both mean. Well, first of all, I want to talk about the fact that we had a horse and a donkey. And the horse, we know that when a king or a ruler came on a war horse, they meant business. They meant war. They meant to keep control. And so there was very much that whole sense of Pilate saying, I'm in control. I come with my warriors. This is my kingdom, if you like. And so he was walking in that strength. And then we have a donkey. There's something about donkeys, isn't there? I love donkeys. And there was always a really important role that donkeys seemed to play in Jesus' life. There was a donkey at the beginning. And then there's a donkey here. And at that time, it was well known that if a king came in riding a war horse, he meant war. But if he came in riding a donkey, he came in peace. And so already we're beginning to see what Jesus was doing. He was giving us an alternate kingdom. Not a kingdom of power, not a kingdom of control, but a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of humility, a kingdom of love. Then we move on to the fact that we had, if you like, the next slide, which is we have the weapons. We have the palm branches. The weapons or the palm branches, giving two very different stories. And the stories of the palm, it's a bit like you sometimes need a backstory. You need to understand what's going on. It's like when we took the grandkids to see Macbeth. The Shakespearean language alone can sometimes really cloud, and it's difficult to understand what's going on, particularly when it's outside and you've got lots of cicadas around. And so we've given them a little précis, if you like, of what the story was, what the plot was, so that when they saw it being enacted, they could get a feel for it and understand what was going on. And there's a bit of that with these palms, because every year they would celebrate with these palms. And they were celebrating a situation that happened in 167 BC when Antioch Epiphanes started a revolt in Israel. Well, he didn't start the revolt, but he caused it because he forbid the practice of Judaism on the pain of death. He even desecrated the temples by killing pigs on the altars and worshipping Zeus. The Jews called it the abomination of desolation. You can imagine what that must have meant for the Jewish people. Mattathias, who was an old priest, started a revolution. He had five of his sons that came and joined him. And although he died early in the peace, the revolt was successful. And in 3 years, the enemy was routed and the temple restored. And in 171 BC, so that's like 4 years later, there was a great celebration. And they determined that it would be held every year as a memorial, a remembrance of this event. And Simon Maccabee and his men entered, and what were they doing? They were waving palm branches. And for 20 years, Simon Maccabee won Jewish independence. So the palms would have been incredibly significant to the audience, to the people that were there. They were thinking of it in terms of someone coming to save them from the rule of Rome. in a similar way to Simon Maccabee. They were welcoming him as a warrior king, although he came in peace because of the palms. And so we can think, okay, so what is going on here? What does this mean? And it raises some questions for me anyway. And it's like, which story do we live in? At this moment, it seems like we have a world that's actually living in these spaces. I think we thought that by getting rid of tyrants, that people would embrace democracy and peace and love. But how wrong can we be? How soon do we go from Palm Sunday to Good Friday? You know, when we look around the world, what do we see? We see the weapons and the war and the war horses. But they're trying to say they're coming in peace. There is a movement, apparently, I read about it today, called No Kings Movement. I thought, how appropriate for today. And there are protests all around the world against some of these leaders. Because in the end, we don't know what to do and who to follow. I think we have come into a place where we feel helpless. I think often what we turn to is the god of mammon, of money, that our economies may help support us. And yet now, even so, that's being broken down and threatened. Who do we follow? Who do we listen to in these times? Although Palm Sunday was enacted by Jesus and he wanted to show that he was coming in peace, that he was coming to save them, to deliver them, that he was, you know, Hosanna, son of David. And yet, just like us, we can get it wrong. Their hope was right. They wanted to be saved. So they had the right story, if you like, but they had the wrong king. That he wasn't a king in the form of Simon Maccabee, who would come and rise up in a revolt. But he was a king who would come in peace and teach a different storyline. And it made me wonder, do we sometimes try and frame Jesus in the wrong way? Do we sometimes take our eyes off the game? And for me, that's, you know, can be the journey of Lent. It's trying to realign our vision of who Jesus is. And it made me think that maybe sometimes we're keeping the right story maybe with the wrong king, or we're keeping the right king with the wrong story. Or maybe we're just standing in the wrong place. And I wanted to, I do love the poems of Joy Cowley, who I think there's a lot of theatre in her poetry as well. And this is a poem she wrote called Palm Sunday. It's got no donkey this time, but a borrowed Honda 550. Jesus riding into town with a black leather jacket, jeans frayed at the knees, and love tattooed on the knuckles of his right hand. Those who saw him said his smile was like the sun, warming shadowed corners, and causing the way to blossom unexpectedly. Those who saw him told of all the light left over, to be taken home and yet in eyes, in hearts, and at the windows for strangers. It was a miracle, they said. The rest of us missed it. We were in another part of the city waiting for the Messiah. I think the children are going to come in a minute, I think. And they're going to come with the donkey, because donkeys are special. And they're going to come with the palm crosses that some of us made last week. And that cross being part of a palm, but also part of a cross, can help us as we journey on through our into Easter, continuing on in our journey. Help us to really reflect on it, what the palms mean, what they really mean, who is the king that we follow, and how did the story continue. Now we wait for the donkey and the palms, which hopefully will be coming soon. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you are a God who is so much bigger and greater than we can ever imagine. That you did indeed come as our Saviour, our Liberator, our Messiah. It's just that sometimes we have the wrong image of what that might be. Help us as we continue to journey towards the cross, that you will open our hearts and minds to the true message. Help us to not focus on what is going on in our world in a negative way, but keep our eyes on you, leading a new way, showing us how we can be your people in these days of difficulty. Amen.